What else we have on the board?
Divorces. There's so many divorces going on these days. It's just mind blowing.
I don't know why. I really don't know why.
Yeah.
It's from celebrities to normal people.
Yeah.
Everybody is somehow going through shit.
Going through shit.
And I'm not saying shit don't happen in marriages. Shit happens. We've had a lot of shit mm-hmm. that goes on with us, right?
Mm.
Which I'm sure we will talk about those deeply on the Patreon exclusive contents, and we will get into it. But I think for some reason, when people go through stuff, they can't seem to figure it out what the problem is and solve it.
Yeah.
I think from celebrities to normal people.
I think it's become, divorce has become a norm. People just,
it's like the new norm now.
Yeah, people just don't mind doing it. Like, it's like, okay, I can get a divorce, so what? I can be by myself. I don't need you.
Yeah, you can be by yourself by now, but I would say, is that, do you want to be by yourself when you're 55, 60?
No, you get lonely.
You know, like, I always think of it that way. Like, yeah, sure, you can be by yourself. There's no doubt about it. You're strong, you're independent, strong man, strong woman. It doesn't matter who, whatever you feel like, whatever you want to do. Sure, you can go out and do it. But I always ask, do you want to be just like this when you are 55 to 60? Do you want to be just like this? Because I think we always think of the now.
Yeah,
right?
We don't think about the future.
We don't. See, that made me think about this thing that I was, you know, one of those things that sometimes when I'm alone, I think about. Social media and society is making us glue more towards excitement, but not endurance.
Hmm.
Do you get what I'm going with it?
Yeah.
The things that will excite us now.
That's what we get glued
that's
to.
That's what we want. We don't want to endure anything. We don't want anything that will last longer, but it takes
hard
strength
work.
And hard work to maintain.
Yeah.
We want now. And so we have a lot of people. I should put that out there on my status. Don't get glued to excitement. Be focused on endurance. I should put that on my status.
Yeah, it's a good one.
So for now, like, people are usually just thinking about now, what is exciting now. Yes. I can be single, alone, fuck whoever I want to fuck, sleep with whoever I want to sleep with, do whatever I want to do, get drunk, whatever, do whatever. Now, excitement. But I don't want to go into a relationship that is going to come with its own challenges because mm-hmm. it's two different people trying to make something work.
Yeah.
I don't want to endure all that. Mm-hmm. I don't want to deal with all that because it would take too much hard work and brainstorming and mm-hmm. challenges for me to get this thing to last longer. I don't want that. I want now.
Now.
I want now. I want instant gratitude. Mm-hmm. Like, I want this now. I want to have fun now. That is terrible. I think that's one of the reasons why a lot of divorces are going on. So people get into it. They don't want to do anything that will challenge them mentally, physically, anything. They don't want to put energy into anything. They want the now. So if now the relationship is good, let's get married. If tomorrow we're having challenges, then let's get divorced.
And another thing is also, you know, you can't judge a book by its cover, right? You just never know what these people have done in their relationship to make it work. Maybe they've done whatever they can and it's just not working. You know, like, we can't, people, it's just people are saying it, but like, you don't know exactly what's going on
in a relationship.
Yeah, so let's not judge a book by its cover. But like, there are people out there that they're just divorcing. They want it now. They don't want something that
they have to work for.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Just like Remy Ma and Papoose. I hope that is not true. I hope not, because it just blew my mind. If it's not something that is not worth fighting for, then I don't know what. Because this guy...
He's been waiting for...
Oh my gosh.
But the thing though with guys is, like I always say, if you...
What was the issue with her again? She cheated on him?
Yes. So what I heard, allegedly is that she was sleeping with, you know, a 25-year-old or something like that, like a battle rapper. The thing with those is, if it is true, it will be hard for that relationship to stay.
Yeah, of course.
Majority of guys will not stay if you cheat on them.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like a double standard. I understand, because usually women can stay, men cannot. It's mm-hmm. like a double standard thing there. But the thing with that is, like I was saying some time ago, men's ego is attached to that. When they feel like they run a territory mm-hmm. and you allow somebody else to come in, they don't own that no more. It's right. no longer their territory. So why would I want to stay here? I don't run the ship. Yeah. I'm not the captain here no more.
Yeah.
Right? Somebody else was easily able to come in mm-hmm. and take whatever he wanted.
Yeah.
You know, and that is why I feel like most of the time guys will leave. And so if it is really true, I hope it's not. If it's really true that this happened, it can't be hard for them to maintain that relationship.
Yeah. I hope not. Because if
really,
that is really true.
Fuck with Remy.
If like, that is really, really true, then that was like the most stupidest or the most ungrateful thing to do. Because ever since you've been in jail, he waited for you. He married you when you were in jail.
That's what I heard too. That
and then to come out and then go cheat on him with somebody else, the hell.
I hope it's not true. I hope.
I always say, before you cheat on your partner, if there's something going on that you don't like, talk about it. Or before you go, you step out, just break up.
That's true. And like you said too, hey, sometimes we don't know what is going on, right?
Yeah, because they themselves
know
have
what
not,
is
you know, come out to say
anything.
What it is. And then there is, who else? What's his name?
Jeezy
and Janie Meyer.
It's divorces, so
it's about almost the same issue, basically. I hope that's not true either, but man,
yeah, that also has like a cheating rumors and stuff.
Yeah,
so that is what I would say though, even though like you were saying, right, that we really don't know what is going on in these people's relationships.
Yes, you don't know what they've done,
but for some reason, why is it that, like, when we look at the data behind it, why is the number going up? I see people didn't have these problems in the past. Do you get what I mean? Yeah. Like, I see people in the past didn't have relationship problems or marriage problems. Mm-hmm. People did.
People did.
So for some reason, if the divorce is going up and up and up, like, something is wrong here.
Yeah, yeah.
Because human beings have always been human beings. And these problems that are existing now, maybe some of them weren't there in the past. But most problems were there in the past, like in terms of relationship, right? So why is it too much divorce now? Is it that a lot of people are not willing to work through it? Or is it that the past people were just willing to stick with whatever, which I doubt.
No.
I mean, there were instances that people would still stay in abusive relationship in the past, but that is not like, that's not like the majority,
mm-hmm.
right? That would be like an exception to it.
Yeah.
So the data behind it makes me think there's something else going on. Like, we are normalizing
divorce
as very normal. Mm-hmm. Yeah, go ahead and divorce and go your way.
Yep.
You know, I see 60 years from now, you will enjoy doing this. I mean, there are people that probably enjoy being alone at 60. Hey, mm-hmm. do you. God bless you.
Mm-hmm.
But I feel like if you think ahead of time and that is not what you want to do, then don't do it.
Well, people just do that because the women are always there. I can get married to another woman or another man.
But most divorces are called by the women, though.
That's what we've been hearing.
Okay.
But you just never
but
know.
But we don't know.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, that's true.
Yeah.
That's true. The other thing, though, is so, like, talking of divorces, right? Because I remember, like, recently, something really important that I think I mentioned it to you, that DJ MV and his wife apparently were going through some stuff like that. And from what the rumor said, this is like a week or a couple of weeks ago, it was all in media. Tyrese stepped in to help save their marriage, right? Now, nobody knows what exactly they did or what exactly Tyrese did
mm-hmm.
to save that marriage. Mm-hmm. Nobody knows.
Yeah.
But now, they have issue going on. They have a beef going on because DJ Envy is now claiming that Tyrese was crossing the line, flirting with his wife, you know, stuff like that.
Yeah.
The wife came on the radio, like Breakfast Club, said, yeah, you know, he crossed some lines, some words that he was saying, felt like he was, you know, flirting. And he started getting demanding of her time, stuff like that, mm-hmm. right? What do you think about that before I even say what I want to say?
See, before when he came out to say, to make that statement, he should have also mentioned how Tyrese saved their marriage. I feel like it might have something to do with how the marriage was saved.
Okay, you got a point.
Yeah,
that made him feel like
made him feel so comfortable
to with okay.
test your wife and demand for stuff.
Or demand her time. And
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
You have a point. Whatever it is that happened.
Mm-hmm. He should have also said that.
Him saving the marriage mm-hmm. might have led to this.
Yep.
You have a point there too.
Yeah.
But we don't know how he saved it. A lot of people on media making jokes of it like, you couldn't, you know, satisfy your wife. So you had Tyrese come in and do it for you and blah, blah, blah. Because the book that DJ Envy came out with, I think it was a book for like he and his wife. I think so. I believe okay. it was. But, you know, something along the lines of allegedly that for like 10 years or so, the wife says.
Oh, she couldn't come?
Yeah.
She was never. It.
Yeah. She was just faking orgasm, right?
Mm. I don't know how you can fake orgasm, though.
I don't know. But apparently, you know, that something along those lines. So people in media were making fun of it like, haha. You couldn't do it, so you had Tyrese come in and do it for you. I hope it's not true. If that's what happened, that will explain why he feels entitled to be testing at night and stuff. Mm-hmm. But I hope it's not. I don't believe it is. Mm-hmm. But sometimes Hollywood is weird. So it's like, you just never know. I don't know. That is what people are alleging out there. I don't know. You know.
And if that wasn't true, I feel like Tyrese shouldn't have done that. Because it could also be that it didn't happen. Like maybe they didn't have a threesome to do.
I don't want to believe that. No.
Yeah. It could also be that it didn't happen. Just that in the process of him helping with their marriage.
He got too close
and he became too attached to his wife.
Okay. So this is where it could even be he didn't get attached, right? But some people's insecurities start setting in. So that is where,
but the wife is not your friend though. The husband is. So you don't have that way that.
From what was going on, it looks like the wife gradually became his friend from some of the messages, the text messages and stuff. Mm. But that brings me to the point that I wanted to make. Right, I've always had this rule for a while now, and before I used to say, you know, I would tell people, and people are like, that's crazy.
Yeah,
I don't save my friend's lady's number. You know that.
Yeah.
I've had that for years. Mm-hmm. I don't save my friend's wife's number or my friend's girlfriend's number. Yeah. I don't save it. You are not in my phone. I don't see your status. You don't see my status. I don't save it.
Yeah.
It's not in my phone. I don't want no problems.
Why do you think you get a problem if you save?
I think people are weird sometimes.
How weird?
And sometimes people are very insecure and will come up with bullshit.
Hmm.
You know, like sometimes you just never know. It could even be a status that you saw and then you liked it and then somehow created a whole controversy in somebody's marriage. Why is he liking this picture? You know, like anything can happen.
Anything can happen.
Anything can happen. If I have your wife's number, it means your wife personally is or was my friend.
Yeah.
But if I knew your wife or your girlfriend
through you,
I'm not saving that number.
Mm-hmm.
That person, we cool. We can talk, laugh when we meet and all that stuff. But on my phone, I don't save it.
Okay.
I don't save it. And I think that was with when my B, like usually would say, hey, can you get this for this person? I don't want to put the name out there.
Mm-hmm.
Can you get this gift for this person? Can you get this gift for that person?
Yeah.
Or, you know, I'm letting this person come over to you to collect this or collect that.
Yeah.
And every time that person will call me, I would always ask, who is this?
Yes.
Because I don't save the number.
Yeah.
Once we talk on the phone,
that's it.
That's it. I wouldn't save the number. I don't want to remember who that person was or who that number was. I've always done that. When the Tyrese issue came out, that was the first thing that came to my mind. You were not supposed to save your friend's wife's number, or you were supposed to stay away from her.
If you need something, why don't you just contact your friend?
You know, like, don't get involved with people's wives, people's girlfriends and stuff. That's none of my business. I don't know when that started or how that started. Like, there were a lot of weird stuff that happens. And you know what, like, remember at some point somebody called me 2 a.m.
in
the morning.
I remember.
Asking me, when was the last time I talked with you? And it sounded like there was a guy behind that was trying to confirm that I don't talk to this person. That is one of the reasons why I don't save these numbers.
But you knew this person before.
I don't even know who the other guy is.
Yeah.
You know, I know the person before, but I'm using that as like an example to say, just imagine how something, what conversation is happening behind the scene. Because
mm-hmm.
before the person called me, I had not spoken to this person in a very long time.
Yeah.
I don't even remember when we last spoke. But just imagine getting weird calls like that. And then the last time I was talking to somebody and I said, that is how I operate. If I don't know you personally, if you were not my friend personally before the male who is my friend came into the picture, and then I know you through my male friend,
mm-hmm.
I don't save that number. No matter how close we get, no matter how friends we become, mm-hmm. I will still not save that number because of stuff like that. And when I was talking to somebody about it, somebody confirmed, yep, I've had those kind of problems before.
I think I remember. I think I was there when that person was saying,
you know, like, yeah, you know, and they were like, I've had that kind of problem before. Somebody calling me like, hey, why are you talking to my wife? Or, you know, stuff along those lines.
Yeah.
People are very insecure and weird. I don't want to have any problem with nobody along no lines. I don't save your wife's number.
Yeah.
And the second I had the Tyrese issue, I was like, whoo, I will never get in this type of trouble. Nope. I will not get into it because I don't save nobody's wife's number.
Yeah.
If you call me, we will talk about whatever you called me about. But after that, I don't save it. So that number will gradually go down my list of, you know, missed calls. I mean, calls and stuff. And it will disappear. I will not save that number. That is how I operate. And the Tyrese story was like a confirmation for me. Like, whoo.
Confirmation.
Thank God.
Did you need a confirmation?
I mean, not necessarily. Even that call from 2 a.m. was kind of like, you know,
I won't put that one in that category because you knew this person before. This person was your friend before. So
weird stuff happens.
I know.
Weird stuff happens. Just imagine if the male person on the other side was somebody I knew. Mm. Just think about that.
Even if that person is somebody you know. You've known this person. You knew this girl before she met her husband. So
I understand. But what I'm saying is, just imagine if I knew that person.
Mm-hmm.
How do you think whatever conversation they had before the phone call came,
mm-hmm.
asking me, when was the last time I spoke with you?
Mm-hmm.
Right?
It could be she was just making it up. Hey, who knows?
Who knows? That's not even the first time. I've had weird calls like that. Before, from when somebody called me from Ghana telling me, oh, why are you calling so-so and so? I'm like, what the hell are you talking about? You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got it.
Like, these kind of instances make me still stay on my ground. Like, nope, I'm not going to save no number. I don't want these kind of problems circling back.
Mm.
You know, because even with that one from the call from Ghana, I know this person way before. But guess who called? Somebody I don't know.
Yeah, he's the one
calling me, asking me questions about somebody I knew decades ago.
Yeah.
Just think about that for a minute. You know, these kind of things make me think, women especially, when you're dealing with things that surround women, sometimes it's good to be cautious because anything can happen. And the Tyrese one is clearly one of those.
Yeah.
It's clearly one of those.
Yeah. I hope it's not true, but like, boy.
But one thing though, with like, even with she's saying, you know, Tyrese is flirting with me and all that stuff, I think sometimes the way men operate, right? A guy might say something that he's not intentionally trying to flirt with you.
True, but the
but woman, it might not come out right.
Yeah.
And yeah, sometimes even worse, it will not come out right. So just imagine tests.
True.
You know, that's why it's weird testing and stuff.
That's why I don't like testing.
You don't know the tone.
I like to call to get my message across.
You know, you don't know the tone and all that stuff. So sometimes guys will say things that seem normal to them, but when it goes to the other side, the person thinks you are flirting with them, you know?
Yeah.
And that can create a whole new mess. Still goes back to stay the fuck away from people's wives or people's girlfriends.
Exactly.
Like, hey, if I don't know you personally before your husband and I knew you through your husband, who is my friend, no, I don't keep your number.
And
no.
It's just...
Because something like that, I think that's where it came from. Because possible, maybe Tyrese wasn't trying to flirt, but it came across as flirting. You don't know how people, you know, read through things or perceive things and stuff
like
that.
He shouldn't have done it in the first place. He shouldn't have been testing her and calling her. If he needed something, he should have contacted his friend. If he needed to tell the wife
maybe
something.
Maybe they were friends too. Maybe Tyrese was friends with the wife. Who knows?
But now she's married.
That's another thing. If your friend gets married, sometimes just stay the fuck away from
her. She's married, so you
like you guys might not have.
You can't start demanding.
You might have
stuff.
A very close, you know, friendship, but once they get married, that is another man's wife now,
right?
You know, your distance a little bit.
You call her if you need something. Don't start testing her and you know demanding for stuff. It just.
Yeah, I can understand.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, what else?